Okay, Rabbi, good vach. Hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tes. And we are here at the bottom of Ayin Chesman Bey's last line by the two dots, Tana Rabbanan, where we had a couple of tekus, and now we're moving on to something slightly different, and then we'll get to another Mishnah in a few lines. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ganav V'Nasran L'Acher, Ganav V'Tavach, Ganav V'Nasran L'Acher U'Mocher, right? It's not something different in the sense of different that we haven't seen before. We've seen this before, but Gemara just spells it out for us. Let's say you steal something and you give it to someone else, and he shechts it, or you give it to someone else, right, and he sells it. So gana v'hikdish, or if you stole it and you remaktish it, or gana v'hikif, or he stole it and then he sold it. You sold it with, as Rashi says, machar v'amana v'ashray, right? That's a Hebrew word nowadays. It means credit card. But he stole it on credit. He sold it, rather, on credit. Or ganav v'hichlif, or he stole it and he switched it. Literally means he switched it, but it means I think the vernacular is bartered, meaning he gave it for something else. Meaning you traded it for something. Ganav v'nasan matana, or you gave it as a gift. Ganav u'para chovo, if you used it to pay off your debt. Ganav u'para behekifo, or you used it to pay off something that you had purchased, right, on credit. Ganav v'shalach sivlonos v'beis chamav, if you stole it and then you sent it as a gift to your in-laws, right? That was the common practice. They used to send gifts to in-laws when the wife was still in the father-in-law's place. So again, mishalim tishlami arvu chamisha. You're going to pay $4 or $5 behe for that. Mike mashbalan, the Gemara says, what is that teaching me? Ashmina and Resha. Right, we already learned in the Resha, the first part of it says, gana v'nasan la'acher, right, v'tavach. Right? Again, the whole concept over here is, yesh l'ichlis v'aravera. There is a shliach, right? If you tell someone else to do it, and he does the avera. Now, normally we say that they're ain shliach d'var avera. That if I tell someone else to kill somebody, right, I'm not liable if they go ahead and kill it. But in this case, right, we know that it is yesh shliach d'var avera, and the Gemara wants to know my kamash malan. Right, what is this coming to teach me? Because the Reish already taught us that the first part, ganav v'nasan la'acher v'tavach. If you steal it, give it to a butcher to shecht, and he shechts it for you. The yesh shliach d'var avera. Right, we know that yesh shliach d'var avera by this that you are chayev even if someone else shechts it. Right, Avagav, even though the Bechol Torah Kula, Yesh Lichot Dvar Avera, even though that usually we don't say that, Hacha, here Yesh Lichot Dvar Avera, that we do have a Yesh Lichot Dvar Avera, my time, why is that? Utvacha u'mecharo, right, you shecht it or you sell it, Mamechir delo evshar delav al yidei acher, af tvicha al yidei acher mechayev. Gemara compares selling to shechting, just like you can't sell it without another party. Well, obviously, you need to have someone else involved. So too, if you shecht it and someone else is involved, you're going to be chayiv as well. Vashmian seifa. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush over here? So the Gemara says, Vashmian seifa. The seifa part, meaning the Reisha teaches us yesh lichot varavera. Vashmian seifa, the second part, teaches us gana vehikdish. That if you were makdish it, right, that's the chiddush over there. If you makdish it, the hekdish, then mali machro lehedra, mali machro leshamayim. It doesn't matter. Right, if you quote unquote sell it to Shamayim, you sell it to Hekdesh, right? Just like you sell it to somebody else, right? That Hekdesh is going to count, right, as a second party, and therefore you're going to be chayav daladet. Okay, good. Vayter, next Mishnah. Ganav b'rishus habaylim v'tanachu machar chutz b'rishusam. Right, if you steal it from the rishus habaylim, from the rishus of the rishus of the guy, right? You go into his farm, you steal the animal, and then you shecht it or sell it outside of his rishus. Oh, shaganav chutz mirshusam, or you stole it from outside of his rishus, v'tavachu machar b'rishusam. For whatever reason, you went back to his property, maybe to rub it in his face, and you shechted it and you sold it there. Oh, shaganav v'tavachu machar chutz mirshusam, right? Or if everything happened outside of his rishus, then in that case, mishalim tishnuli arva chamisha, you're going to pay dal v'hei. Aval, but ganav, pashas is just a contrast with the sefer, yeah? So, I mean, obviously, the first, seems that the first part is obvious. No, so, aval, but ganav v'tavachu machar b'rishusam, but if you did all that stuff in the rishus b'ilim, so then you're going to be potter. And as you'll see in a second, we're going to talk about the shaila really revolves around whether you made a kinyan, whether you acquired the animal in question. Hayam moshko, and then there's something called the kinyan meshicha, that you pull it, right? If you pull it, v'yotze, and then it goes out, meaning that you're going out of the animal's rishus, umbat, umay, before you got there, umays rishus b'ilim. But it died before you got there, and not because you strangled it with the rope, with the leash or whatever, but because it died, it happened to die, right? Drop dead. So Gemara says potter, right? Then you're going to be potter because a kinyan meshicha can only be done outside of the owner's rishus. But Hikbio, oh, Tzio, Mir Shiz Bailin. But if you picked it up, right, again, Kinin Hagba, lifting it, can be done anywhere. That would be, then you would acquire it. Again, you acquire something only after you do a proper Kinin on it. So Kinin Mishicha can only be done if you pull the animal, that can only be done outside the Gezer Shus. But if you pick it up, so then that does count as a Kinin. Oh, Hitzio, Mir Shiz Bailin, or you did a Kinin Mishicha outside of the Rishus of Bailin, so then Maze, and then the animal dies, so then you're going to be Chayiv. Okay. Nasma Le Bechoros Beno, if you gave it to the Kohen to pay for the, you're a Kinin, you could do a Pinyon. Pidyon Haben, you give it to the Bechor, right, to the Kohen for that payment. Ola Balchov, right, nowadays, obviously we use Kesef, we use money, but okay, right, again, let's say you used it, you could have used the animal for that. Ola Balchov, or you paid it to pay your debts. The Shomer Chinam, the Shalom Nose Sacher, the Socher, if you gave it to any one of the four Shomrim, Vaya Moshcho, Umes, and the Shomer was pulling it, and then it died, Birshas Abaylim, and it was still in the Rishus of the Abaylim, so then you're going to be Potter again, same halacha, right? But if the Shomer picked it up, right, or took it out of the Rishus, and then the animal died, so then you're going to be Chayiv. So the Gemara says, Boy Amimar, right? Amimar asked the following Shaila, Tiknu Mishicha B'Shomrim Olo. Were they mitaken, right, a Kinyan Mishicha by a Shomer, right, or not? Now, to understand that question, right, it's one very simple, short question, but we need a little bit of background. The Gemara says, in Bava Metzia Daf Mem Zayin, that as Machogis Reish Lagish and Rabbi Yochanan, as to whether a kinyan meshicha, a kinyan of pulling the animal, that works to be a kinyan, to acquire or something for you, is that Deoraisa Derabanan? Kod Reish Lagish is Deoraisa. Kon Rabbi Yochanan, Deoraisa, right, from the Torah, we say that Maos Konos, that really money acquires the item for you. But midrabanan, right, we require some sort of kinyan mishicha to pull the animal, or let's say the animal is not in our question, right, or the item in question, or animal, the animal, that already require a kinyan. The reason that for that, why Chazal made that takana, is because Yisrofu schita ba'aliyah, because maybe, right, again, you'll sell, you know, a storehouse of grain, and then there'll be a fire in your property, and you'll be like, oh, he already paid me for it, so you won't go and put it out, right? We don't want people to, you know, not treat the property or the produce that they just sold, even though it's still in their rishus. We don't want you to ignore it, right? You know, you just sold them a flock of sheep, and there are a bunch of wolves coming, and you're just like, oh, well, he paid me for it, so we're done. So therefore, Chazal were metaken kinyan mishicha. L'chora, our Gemara is within Rabbi Yochanan, right? Again, that's a sheet to Mekubetzis writes. L'chora, our Gemara is within Rabbi Yochanan, because he says, the whole Shaila is, again, just back in the Gemara, by a Meimar asked, were they metaken a mishicha by Shomrim or lo? Meaning, we buy a guy who buys an item, so they're metaken a kinyan mishicha, because we don't want a person to give money for it, and then, you know, not have the item yet, and then the owner, the previous owner, is just going to treat it without any respect, so that to protect the interests of the buyer, right, so then they're metaken a kinyan mishicha. But over here, so the Shaila then is, were they metaken the same thing by a Shomrim? Right, as if you look at Rashi, oh, we'll get to that in a second, I guess, actually. But were they talking the same thing by Shomer, that the Shomer, when he pulls it, is he going to acquire it? Now, the question is, what the Gemara does not say is that what halacha are we trying to learn over here? Right, what are we trying to say? Right, let's say the answer will be, and again, obviously that's a discussion, but what are we trying to accomplish with a kinyan mishicha by a Shomer? What do we care? Right, that the Shomer has now done a kinyan on it. He doesn't acquire it. It's still the other guy's item. So the question is, what are we trying to accomplish? So Rashi says, the Shmira starts, the clock starts, for let's say him taking responsibility on the item, right, when he does a kinyan meshicha. Tosos on the bottom, Tosos Dibur Maskel Tiknu, says, no, that's not really it. The question is, at what point can the Shomer not be chozer? What can he not go back from accepting upon responsibility, right? He says, the guy says, you know, watch my thing for me. And he says, no problem. At what point can the Shomer back out of it? If he does a Meshicha, then already he's the Shomer. Right? That's when, okay, anyway, fine. So that's a Shaila of a Meimar. A Meimar wants to know if they made a Kinyan Meshicha by a Shomer or not. That's a little bit of a background, probably a lot more, background than you expected, but that's the one line. Shal of a Meimar. So Amar Rav Yemar, back in the Gemara, Tashma, I'll bring you proof, right? Our Mishnah, right? Nasnu l'b'choros b'no, o l'b'alchov. Right, the Shomer Chinam, the Shol, Nosi Sacher, the Socher, right, all the four Shomrim. Hayam Moshcho V'yotzei, Meis Rishus Bailim Pater. Right, if he pulled it, if the Shomer pulled it, and he didn't actually leave the Rishus of Bailim yet, and the animal died, so then the guy is going to be Pater. My love, Shomer Aren't we talking about, right, again, we listed a bunch of different cases over there. Seems like we're talking about, right, the Shomer, those four Shomerim are one of them. So Amar Lo, he said to him, no, Lo, Ganav, we're talking about the guy, the Ganav, pulling it. Right, the, not the Shomer pulling it, but the Ganav is pulling it. Again, the cases where the Ganav stole something and he wanted to give it to a Shomer. Right? Ironic, but okay. Anyway, so Gemara says, one second, Hatanalei Resho, the first part of the Mishnah taught us that if the Ganav pulls it, right, whether if it's out of the Rishos, etc., right, that whole distinction. Tana, we learned that Ganav Shah Ganav Beis Abaylim, with Tana Ganav Shah Ganav Beis Shomer. So Gemara says, yeah, we needed to teach it twice. One case where the Ganav stole it from the house of the Baylim, and the second case, where he stole it from the house of the Shomer. Okay, I mean, he stole it from the house of the Shomer, and it's kind of a strange answer. And Tosis also talks about this. But like, the Chora, again, what do you mean? He gave it to that Shomer? Right? He gave his animal back? Right, or whatever? Meaning he stole it from the Pasha says he stole it from the Shomer and then gave it. Let's say maybe he used it, used it for Bechor or whatever it is. So he said back to him, Rav Ashi said, lo d'chiyah. No, that's not a good d'chiyah, meaning that's not a good suggestion, because Ma'ali Ganav Shaganav Beis HaShomer, Ma'ali Ganav Shaganav Beis HaBayalim. But who cares where he stole it from? Why would the Mishnah make that distinction? Right? What's the difference? Right? The halacha is not different whether you stole from, a Kohen or a Levi. So what's the difference if you stole from a Shomer, stole it from the owner? It's alav, must be no, that Shomer must be talking about where the Shomer stole it, picked it up, and pulled it. Shmami now tikkun mishicha b'shomer shmami now. And sure enough, right, our Mishnah proves that we do have a concept of kinyan mishicha from a shomer. Okay, fine. Itmar Nami, it was also said, Amar Belazer kederech shetikkun mishicha b'lekuchos kach tikkun mishicha b'shomer. So too, we have an abraisa straightforward, just like we have a kinyan mishicha by people who purchase stuff. So too, we have by shomer as well. Tanya mihalki also on the abraisa kederech shetikkun mishicha b'lekuchos kach tikkun mishicha b'shomer. Okay, good, that's straightforward. Next part is a little different. G'shem shakarka nicknames because of shtar v'chazaka. And just like you can acquire land with kesef, money, shtar, shtar, a contract, right, of chazaka, and making a chazaka on it, so too, schiras, if you're renting something, also nicknames because of shtar v'chazaka, right, we rent a department, for Shabbos, so, you give them the keys, right, so then that's the same way you would acquire land. So the Gemara says, "Schir is the mai." One second. What are you renting? Right, in this case, where renting is also nicknames because they're shtarva chazaka. So ilem is schiros de metaltalin. If you're telling me that you're renting metaltalin, some sort of movable stuff, metaltalin b'nei shtarin. Who you can't use a shtar right for metaltalin. Right, as Rashi says, you can only do meshicha right, to acquire metaltalin, movable stuff. Rav Chista, yeah, schir is the karka. We must be talking therefore about renting land, and therefore the purchase of land is the same as renting land. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar says, Ra'u shehitmin b'chorshin v'tavach u'machar misham tashlimi arva chamisha. Right, if you see that a guy is hiding in a forest, right, and then, right, he steals an animal. Well, actually, I should kind of preface that. I catch myself a little bit because Gemara is going to ask. It doesn't actually mention that. Right, if it says, right, what happened? He's hiding in a forest v'tavach u'machar, and then he kind of shechts and sells, right, like without the theft, seemingly. Misham tashlimi arva chamisha, he's going to pay dalav bay. The Gemara says, Amai. Right, why should he do that? Halo mashach, right? If he just kind of slips a knife right underneath, let's say, the neck of one of these sheep hanging out in the forest, he didn't pull it, it didn't become his. So Rav Chista, yeah, the case is, shehikisha b'makil, must be that you hit him with a stick, and therefore it became yours, right? That's enough of kim mishicha to become yours. Maybe you directed the sheep in a certain direction. Armei, they said, v'cheven shera'u, one second. Hold on, you saw this guy do this, right, in the forest, so therefore Gazlan who? Therefore he's a Ganav. He's not a Ganav, he's a Gazlan. As we'll see in a second, there's a difference between a Ganav who steals without people seeing, and a Gazlan, and people who steals with people seeing. Now Rashi just makes the obvious question, how in the world are you ever mechayev a Ganav in Beis Din if the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan is whether people saw him do it? When a Ganav sneaks around, nobody sees him. A Gazlan does it in front of people. Well, don't you have to? The only way you get kefel is if someone says, "I saw this guy stole right, this guy's animal." to Edom come to Beis Din, well, that would make him a Goslin. So he says, no, the difference is that he's doing it in front of people. He sees and he realizes that other people are watching him. Not that, you know, obviously, in the case of a Gan, if someone has to see him to bring him to Beis Din, right, and to mechayev him, that's obvious. So again, just the Goslin is someone who does it in front of people with Azaz Panim, he doesn't care. So the Gemara says, but one second, if he's standing, if people, again, that's the Shayach of the Gemara. And meaning, just to clarify, the Goslin is not Shayach, the Kefel, the Al-Bahay, etc., it's only a Ganav. So if once people see him doing it, he's a Goslin. He's not a Ganav. So Gemara says, no, Kevin to come, Mitmari Minayu, he's still hiding from them. So therefore, Ganav, he's a Ganav, right? He's hiding between the trees. He's not trying to be seen, so therefore he's a Ganav. El a Goslin Hechidam. He's okay, but if that, so what's the case of a Goslin? And if a Goslin is someone who does it in front of people, right, and therefore he's not Chayev, Kefal Dal Vahe, etc., but what's that case? Right? If you tell me that here he's hiding, he's not trying to get people. So Amar Rabbi Vo says, Kigon Benayu Ben Yehoda Beho Yoda. For example, Benayu Beho Yoda, Shemaz Bazak says, Vayizol Sachanis Miyada Mitzri Vayagir Bachaniso. He literally stole the spear out of the hand of an Egyptian and killed him. So that would be a Goslin. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kigon Vali Shechem. Could be like the people in Shechem. Shemaz Bazak says about Shechem, not in the Torah. But this pasuk is in Shoftim. They were Ganavim. That Vayasimu Lo Vali Shechem Ma'arvim Al Roshe Aharim Vayigzulu Es Kol Asher Yavor Alem B'Derech. Right, they stole from everybody who passed by. Rabbi Yavo, my time are long and high. Why Rabbi Yavo use that pasuk of Shechem? I'm Lacha. He would say to you, I came with the Mitzmir It's Murei. Since they were hiding right on the road, so then therefore Lo Gazlanin, and who therefore they are not Gazlanin. Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan say to that? That seems to be a pretty good proof. Or reason that they're not Ganavim, or Gazlanim rather, that they were hiding. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan would say, had to come with Tamari, the fact that they were hiding, it's not because they weren't Gazlanim, because they were trying to make a fast getaway. They were trying to make sure nobody would see them, right, and they would not be able to get away. Anyway, so the Gemara says like this, Shol Tamidav is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Again, pretty well known Agarata. Ask Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mipnei Mahechmira Torah Beganav Yosem Gazlan. Why was the Torah so much more strict, right, by a Ganav, right, from a as opposed to a Gazlan? Again, a Ganav is someone sneaking around, right, and a Gazlan is people who are just walking around with guns in broad daylight. So Amalami said to them, Ze hish recovered ever the kvod kono, Veze lo hish recovered ever the kvod kono. Right, the Ganav, right, did not equate or equalize the kavod of his master, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu, with the kavod of people. I mean, the Ganav is hiding from people, but he's not hiding from a Kosh Baruch Hu, whereas a Goslin is not hiding from anybody. Right, the kiviyachol, as if it were, right, also ayin shalmata kilu ein uroa, as if it were possible, he decided as if a Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't see. Vozen shalmata kilu ein uroshamata, as if the Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't hear. Shnamar's pasuk says, hoy hama makim Hashem listir, listir eitzo, right, vayav amesha b'machshach maaseyem, uksiv ayomru lo yireka, okay, Yaakov, right, Hashem won't see, won't understand, chas v'shalom, uksev ki amru, azav Hashem az aretz, ve'in Hashem ro'eh, right, okay, fine. So Amar Rabbi Meir, says, mashlo, Hashem Ram Gamliel, I'll give you a mashal, I'll give you a parable. Lama dar dome, right, what's this like? V'shnei b'nei adam shayu b'nei ba'ir, two people in the city, v'asu mishteh, both of them made a party. The echad, one of them, zimenes b'nei ha'ir, v'lo zimenes b'nei ha'melech, one of them invited the people of the town, didn't invite by the princes. The Echad and one guy, Elozim has been here, Elozim has been here, didn't invite the princes or the people. He had other people there entirely. So Ismahemos on Shomaruba, when the king finds out which one gets a worse punishment, so obviously Heavy Omar, Zosh Zeman has been here, Elozim has been here, right? The one, right, who invited people in the city, not the people, and the one who didn't, meaning, and didn't invite the princes of the town. Rabbi Meir says, how good it is, or how powerful it is that somebody's doing work. Right, when you steal an ox, right, it now is no longer working in the field. So therefore, you have to pay five times the value if you shecht it or sell, excuse me, or sell it. But a sheep that does not stop working when you steal it because it's not working in the field. Right, so then in that case, Arba, you're only going to pay four. Another, perhaps more famous explanation why you pay Dalad for a sheep and hay for a shore. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, bor ek hamagadol covered brios. Right, see how great it is that covered brios. Right, shor shehalach beraglav. Right, what happens when you steal a shore? You take the reins and you start leading it down the path. Right, it doesn't look like you're stealing anything. just walking behind the thief. So therefore, you pay chamisha. But a sheep, shekiva oxeva, what do? You put it on your shoulders and you run away. Like run down the road with a sheep on your shoulders. So then arba, you're only going to pay four because there is some type of embarrassment over there. So you already got some of your punishment, as it were. All right, we'll go stop with the Mishnah. We'll go fight in the Hanukkah Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.